Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
June 13, 1806. 8 deer brought in today. The party's hunters have had some success today, but a few avian locals get to the meat before they do. Captain Lewis writes,
Reuben Fields and Willard were ordered to proceed on our road to a small prairie 8 miles distance on this side of Collins Creek, and there hunt until our arrival. They departed at 10 a.m. About noon, 7 of our hunters returned with 8 deer. They wounded several others and a bear, but did not get them. In the evening, Labiche and Cruzette returned and reported that the buzzards had eaten up a deer which they had killed, butchered, and hung up this morning. The Indian who visited us yesterday exchanged his horse for one of ours, which had not been perfectly recovered from the operation of castration, and received a small axe and a knife to boot. He seemed much pleased with this exchange, and set out immediately to his village, as if fearful that we would cancel the bargain, which was customary among themselves and deemed only fair. We directed the meat to be cut thin and exposed to the sun. We made a digest of the Indian nations west of the Rocky Mountains, which we have seen and of whom we have been repeatedly informed by those with whom we were conversant. The amount by our estimate to 69,000 souls. Captain Meriwether Lewis, June 13, 1806.
Biddle changed the captain's population estimate from 69,000 to 80,000 Native Americans living west of the Rockies in the area where they traveled, and that is the generally accepted figure. The digest of the Indian nations mentioned today cannot be identified. Clark made several such documents, and it is assumed that Lewis referred today to one made at Fort Clatsop. Clark also identified the number of souls at each location of the Indian nations he noted on his famous map of the trek across the West. The buzzards mentioned are, without a doubt, the turkey vulture, Cathartes aura. Tomorrow, preparations for departure.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.